This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Government officials and dairy experts are gathered in Indiana as the testimony continues on USDA's federal milk marketing order. Dairy producers are making their case for changes to the pricing program as we get the latest from National Milk's Chris Galen. Chris?
So the USDA is now in the fifth week of its hearing looking at the federal order system. This is the first really comprehensive soup to nuts review of the milk pricing system in more than a generation. And they've gone through a number of the issues that National Milk has raised in our proposals, as well as those suggested by various other dairy groups. Right now, they're looking at the issue of Class 1 pricing. The Class 1 issue is a very sensitive one because we know that the change that was made in the 2018 Farm Bill to move away from the higher of Class 1 pricing system to use an average of, that has cost dairy farmers hundreds of millions of dollars collectively in revenue. So we are arguing that we need to go back to the system the way it was prior to the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill. In addition to that, we are expecting the hearing to soon turn its attention to one of our other proposals on Class 1 pricing, and that is updating the individual Class 1 differentials in each of the 3,500 counties across the country. For the most part, those differentials will increase based on our proposal, but it's something where it's likely to be examined on a very granular level by a number of the witnesses and other parties in the room in Indianapolis. So that process is likely to take some time.
As testimony for a new milk pricing system continues, Congress has little time now to cut a deal and prevent a government shutdown, and that would impact a lot of different things, including this hearing, wouldn't it?
It's absolutely likely that the USDA hearing in Indianapolis will go into suspended animation starting next week if the government doesn't have either a short-term or long-term funding solution by then. And as you and I are talking Wednesday afternoon, Bill, it does not look like that there's going to be a bill that is acceptable to everyone in the House of Representatives or in the Senate or ultimately to the White House, because the president would have to sign any type of funding measure. So if we don't have that in place by this weekend, then government programs will no longer have funds to continue. There will be a lot of essential services that will continue, but certain things, such as the USDA's dairy division and this hearing they've been having since August, that will no longer have funding. So we fully expect that the hearing will have to be put on the back burner, so to speak, until the government has funding measures passed again. We're hoping that that will be resolved sometime soon. It would be great if they resolve it before this weekend, but as we're talking here on Wednesday, that does not look like the likeliest scenario, and the more likely situation is that there will be a government shutdown affecting a variety of federal services, including things like this USDA hearing.
If there was a shutdown, hopefully it could be resolved rather quickly. Would there be a timeline on that?
When you have these sorts of economic and even political disputes, basically a lot of it doesn't get resolved until the pain level begins to ratchet upward. I think in the next few days, the beginning of October, we will not be at that point. If this were to drag on into the middle of October or even later, if we're talking about a shutdown of weeks rather than days, then obviously that the pain points are higher and eventually someone will blink and there will be some resolution made. A lot of the federal agencies are already making accommodations not to have budgeting and not to have their staff in place. But as more things pile on top of that, that's when the pressure increases to have some sort of a resolution.
Well, let's hope this gets resolved quickly. Our thanks to Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details about National Milk at nmpf.org.